The great Shmuel Rozovsky, the famed Rosh Yeshiva of Panovich, was known to learn all Shabbos afternoon. He would finish his meal, sit down, shtag hour after hour until mincha. Of course, we wonder, and someone commented to Rosh Yeshiva one time, Rosh Yeshiva, it says Shabbos is osios. Shabbos, the letters of Shabbos represent what? Shin be'isof. Shena b'Shabbos tanug. Everybody knows. Sleeping on Shabbos is a tanug. So the Rosh Yeshiva said, I have another pshat in the word of Shabbos, shin be'isof. Shinun. The Shabbos Tanug. Learning on Shabbos is a Tanug. And that was his pshat, so he didn't sleep so much on Shabbos. Anyway, so we're focusing now, Rabosai, on Hachanas for Shabbos. That's what we spoke about yesterday, getting ready. We jumped in last week and said the two ways to prepare for Shabbos are, one, having a plan. So we said, you have to have a plan. What am I going to do over my Shabbos? Which pshat of Shabbos am I going with? Right? You could go with either pshat. And how much is Shabbos? Shena b'Shabbos Tanug. Sleeping at Shabbos is Tanug. How much of Shabbos is Shinun b'Shabbos Tanug for you? That's something a person has to plan. And the other hachana, the other preparation we said was to daven. One could daven beforehand, starting Thursday night, Friday morning. That I should have Siyata Shemaya. An amazing present is coming. An amazing event is happening this week, just a few days, called Shabbos. Are we going to be ready for it? When something amazing is happening, a person davens for it. Pray for it, right? Those are two central ways. I found this week a tremendous raya, actually related to this parsha, how important hachanas are. You know, in the Hasidic world, Hasidic svarim, hachanas are from the central things, when people go to the mikveh, etc. But I saw an amazing proof, I think, I'll give to the tzibur. Balos chasaneiros, who lights the menorah? This parsha, right? Who lights the menorah? Aaron HaKohen. Both the halacha is, a kohen does not have to light the menorah. According to the Yisrael, is mutter to light the menorah. If the Rambam, it seems to be even lechachil, according to the Rav, it's b'dieved. But Yisrael, a regular person, me or you, can light the menorah. Amazing. I don't know if people know that. Yeah, you can light the menorah. But when it comes to hatavas haneiros, cleaning out the neiros and preparing them, it seems that that's dafka with the kohen. Now, which of those two things is the preparation, and which is the basic mitzvah? The hatavas haneiros, right? What we call cleaning out the wicks and putting in more oil, etc., and getting the wicks ready for the next lighting is done by the kohen. That's the preparation. But yet the mitzvah itself can be done by Yisrael. So this for sure needs a little bit more understanding, but it seems to be an amazing raya, an amazing proof to the strength of hachanas, of preparing for mitzvahs the right way, because here the preparing has more of specifics, halacha. It has to be done specifically with a kohen, as most of the central things in the Beis HaMikdash, Rikas Adam, Halachas Adam, Kabbalas Adam, etc. So we see the hachana has more weight in a certain way than the mitzvah itself, which is amazing. So now, so too with Shabbos. If we want to tap into Shabbos, we have to be prepared, right? Failing to plan is planning to fail, right? And there's amazing words from the Shemi Shmuel. He says there are two aspects to Olam Haba. Right? Two aspects to Olam Haba. There's a shar. There's a gateway to Olam Haba, and then there's the experience itself. In the shar, going through the gateway, getting in the door to Olam Haba, everybody's the same. Everybody has to go through that shar, right? But when we get into Olam Haba, and Kol Echad has his own chuppah, it says in Chazal, each person has his own Olam Haba experience. That's based on your toil and your experience, and the Shemi Shmuel adds, and your hachana, your preparation. The way one prepares in this world is going to affect the way we live in the next world, of course. And so too, Shemi Shmuel says, on Shabbos, which is Me'ein Olam Haba, Shabbos, which is a touch, a taste, a Me'ein Olam Haba, just like regular Olam Haba has two aspects, so too, Shabbos has two aspects to it. And there's one aspect which we're all shoving, the Shmiras Halachas. Every person be shaveh, right? That's Shabbos, that's Shvisim in Malacha. Everybody's equal in that. Every Jew has to keep the halachas the same way. Doesn't make a difference if you're into Shabbos, not into Shabbos, spiritual, not spiritual. You came on Wednesday morning to Shachris, you didn't come on Wednesday morning to Shachris. Everybody has to keep it, right? But the Hachanas, the Shabbaton, which he calls the Shabbaton, in the Hachanas and the preparation one puts into Shabbos, that's a personal question. And that changes the way we have Shabbos. The more we prepare, the greater the experience is going to be. He says also that's the aspect of Shomer V'Zachor. Everybody knows, right? Shomer V'Zachor, B'dibur Echad Amru. The Shmiras of Shabbos, we're all equal. We all have to keep the same halachas, the same exact way, right? But the Zachor, the experience of Shabbos, is going to be very dependent on our toil and, as we're emphasizing today, on our preparation. Shabbos is called, and this we're going to finish, Shabbos is called Hilula de Malka. Shabbos is called in Chazal the wedding of the king. Now, there's nothing in the world that one prepares for more than a wedding. Every single aspect of a wedding, every moment is planned. For those who made weddings, you could ask Mashgiach. He's made about 100, right? So every aspect, which band is playing, what picture is, when's the photographer, what's going to be eaten, every single aspect, who are you giving kibbutzim to, of course, what's the menu, right? Every aspect of a wedding is planned to the T. Well, my friends, there's a wedding coming up in 2 days. It's Hashem's wedding. Hilul the Malka, that's what Shabbos is called. And guess what? We're all invited to that amazing wedding, right? So we're getting to that wedding, but just like for a regular wedding, one has to prepare. Kol Shekein, the Kal V'Chomer, Ben Benosha, Kal V'Chomer, for this amazing wedding called Shabbos, we have to come prepared.